This is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
There's a family member that I once hated and wanted nothing to do with at all. And now I cannot wait to hang out with this family member today.
I feel like it's anything to do with them.
It's almost like a refresh of a family situation. Let me explain, all right?
Oh, man, please do.
I have a half brother. I have several half brothers. I don't know if you remember this, but maybe a year ago or so.
You didn't know that they lived here.
I did not, because my birth father, who spread his seed around Wisconsin, apparently, had birthed many children that are my half brothers that I found out live here. One of them in Waukesha, one of them up in Sheboygan.
Crazy.
I got brothers. Missed it. Riggs found out that his birth father basically had started another family in like the Sheboygan area at some point before Riggs even lived here.
Which I knew, but I didn't know that the half-brothers still lived here. I didn't know they were within driving distance.
Oh, yeah. Chills.
In Milwaukee, not even Sheboygan, right?
Right. Uh-huh. So initially, I wanted nothing to do with these half-brothers because in my mind, I was like, they got to have the birth father. They got to have all the moments with him. And they got all of that childhood growing up that I never got. So screw these guys. I don't want to hang out with these clowns.
That was your view.
Initially, yes.
Whether or not he was this great father for them, in fairness. I just want to say, that was your view.
That was my view.
Yes.
And then come to find out, when all of this happened a couple of years ago, when I told off my birth father, who wanted to come here and visit one of the half brothers, not me, but see one of the half brothers graduate from Marquette, to be a doctor, for Christ's sake. He was coming here to visit him and wanted to maybe meet me for coffee while he was here. So I told my birth father to screw off.
Yeah.
And then I started
to show up for anything, but do you want to come to my other son's graduation?
Right.
Like the big one,
I
dude.
Don't. So I started looking into these half brothers because these half brothers heard me talking on the radio and reached out. And I started talking to them and figuring out that they had the same crap growing up that I did.
Yeah,
they had
POS with everyone.
Yeah, they were just as disadvantaged as I was growing up.
You were better off not having him in your life.
Better off.
You were better off. They were screwed more by having your birth father in their life.
And then once he crapped out on them, they were better off because then they had their mom to raise them and not him in the picture anymore. It's gotten better for them.
Yeah.
Now, fast forward to now, and I have my stepfather, who I was looking up to, because my new family, my mom, who had a new husband of 30 years, they've now since divorced. So my family
family you grew up with, you said new family. Even I started getting confused.
I'm like, the family I grew up with.
Your family that you were, your mom and your...
stepfather.
Father who adopted you.
Yes. My adopted father. John, I have a confusing... father. I have a lot of dad issues, if you can't
but
tell.
That's normal nowadays.
You hearing this now?
Totally, yes.
This is normal, dude. But go ahead. I mean, not normal, but, you know, relatable.
But
relatable.
Now,
relatable.
Right. But I feel like this recent divorce with my stepdad and my mom has kind of ripped our family apart, so I haven't been talking to my siblings a lot. So I feel like I've found a new relationship with my half-brother. Like it's almost
it's filling the void with your dad, who your legal father, not the sperm donor,
right?
Because your legal father has now divorced your mom, and they have all this.
My adoptive father, who I've now found out has also screwed over my mother as well after 30 years of marriage. So I feel like I have a lot in common with this guy, like my new half-brother.
Yeah.
And I really want to start I kind of want to have a relationship with this guy.
Why not, dude? You got similar stories. I mean, you're both dudes. You have any common interests?
We do.
Well, what the hell? Why not, dude? You got a new BFF.
I know. We're going to hang out tonight. He's going to come over to my house. We're going to hang out.
Good.
Which I never thought. If you asked me this 5-6 years ago, if I would ever hang out with my half brother, I'd be like, hell no. Hell no. I don't want a thing to do with this guy.
Okay, so even though your dad adopted you, did you feel a sense of abandonment from your birth father?
Of course. Absolutely.
Wow. Yeah. I don't know. I had two parents who are still married.
Right. And having your birth father telling you that he doesn't want to be in your life anymore is devastating as a kid. I mean, they don't say it to you like that when you're a kid.
Like,
my mom
said that to you?
No.
I was really ready to kill him.
No, he didn't say that to me. He said that to my mom.
I give you just one tip of advice?
Yeah, go ahead.
Well, I mean, it's a little different because your birth father was around, right?
And
still is. Hold on, you were raised by your stepdad, so you guys have this weird, similar thing going on.
We do. Play a song real quick. I think I can relate with Gibbon because we're talking a little long here, but I don't want to get too deep, but we will after this.
I have, like, really good advice for this meeting.
You do?
I swear to God I do.
Thank you. I would appreciate it next.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com.